Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I'll still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now. It's our Christ episode 33. Holy Christ.
Holy Christ.
I lost my bearings.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast podcast 0233.
Trace.
33. I am Indian Carl Gatch.
I am White Terry Guile. As opposed to the Puerto Rican Terry Guile. Mm-hmm. You may or may not hear about that. I don't even know where that came from. But
that was funny.
Some Meshuggah going up in the background.
Really?
The band that doesn't care about time signatures. Well, they care about them a lot, but they're just always off and weird. But this song is called Catch 33.
Nice. Catch it. Did they catch it?
I think they're catching it right now. I think they're listening. They're catching 33.
Right on.
Episode 33. This is the interesting thing about this album is it's one song.
Really?
47 minutes. You'd think it'd be 33 minutes, but we're not going to listen to the whole 47 minutes. We had to let it play the whole time.
You ever listen to the entire album of Thick as a Brick?
No. I only have some Jethro Tull Greatest Hits, and I have the Teacher album.
It's about 42 minutes long.
The song, Thick as a Brick?
Mm-hmm.
The radio edit is what I hear?
The radio edit's like 5.
Wow, that's one song album?
47, 42.
You learn
minutes.
Something new every cast.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah,
thick
as a brick. You might be able to find that on vinyl. That'd be fun.
Well, that'd have to be two songs then, wouldn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, it'd split up.
Would it fade out?
No.
And is it in movements, or is it just like one song?
It goes through like different arrangements and stuff. Than the typical, but the reoccurring theme is the
flute solo.
The radio edit that you hear is the when they bring it back around a few times.
Was Bunghole in the Junghole a full album, or was that
no.
I kind of like that Teacher song. Excuse me.
Bunghole in the Jungle is a weird song.
It is.
Well, that's Bunghole. What?
Why are you singing about a bunghole in the jungle? Is that a song about bestiality?
I don't know what's going on. Well, it's all right by him.
Anal bestiality's all right by me.
I took a big leap into Jethro Tull for a while, even saw them live in Salem.
Wow. Was it after
Emerson,
they
Lake and Palmer?
Took the metal crown away from Metallica?
Yeah, it was.
And you're like, man, these guys must
probably
be
about
good.
96, 97?
Yeah, that's amazing.
At the LBDA amphitheater outside.
It's amazing that Meshuggah led to Jethro Tull, which led to Metallica, which it was one of my notes here. Have you heard the latest release song by Metallica?
The Bird is the Word.
Dude, it's horrible. The Deep Purple cover? Cover? I can't even speak correctly. It's called When a Blind Man Cries.
Why they gotta cry? They do more covers than originals anymore, don't they? 'Cause
they can't see. No, but it's horrible. And like, I think I might have mentioned on a previous episode, we listened to it and it came on the radio and we didn't know who it was. And then he's like, he's singing all anti-Jamesy kind of a little bit, all pretty and like clear. And then I just heard a hint of Hetfield. And I was like, is this Metallica? And my wife's all, no, it can't be. And then, he said something that was really evident that it was him, and I was like, oh god, it is. The production is better than they've had. The drum sound is horrible because that's what Lars likes, I think, because that's what he goes with. But it's a decent song. I was surprised to hear that Hans was not familiar with it. It's from the Machine Head album, which is a pretty decent album by Deep Purple. But yeah, the new Metallica, it just gets suckier. I posted a thing on Facebook that said, just so you know, Metallica is horrible.
Yeah, well, they have everybody half agreed. Their career. They've been around what 32 years, so half their career ago was
16 years ago.
1989.
No, 16 years ago would be 96.
What's wrong with it? Yeah, okay, 96
was the midway when they were reloading.
Yeah, so their early years are still load.
Yeah, it's in there, but it shouldn't be.
I think that half, if you consider 50-50.
I figure the odds would be 50-50. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of that, that's a Frank Zappa song. Check out Zappa Tagcast at zappacast.com. We've been releasing some new episodes. They're coming out faster than Children from a Trailer Park Girl. Yep. We talked towards the end of episode, last episode, 32, about Molly. We found out over the weekend that there's something about Molly.
There is.
Something potentially dangerous.
What is it?
It's MDMA, which I thought was
MDMA.
That.
MDMA.
Isn't that just like ecstasy?
No, I'm not sure. I think it's probably closely related. If it's not, I think, don't they inspect beef?
I think that's the U.S. MDMA.
Oh, okay.
It says here that MDMA is one of the most popular recreational psychoactive drugs. It's most commonly sold in the form of ecstasy tablets.
Huh.
It's known for its empathogenic, euphoric stimulant effects and has also been used in psychotherapy. MDMA is also known as Ecstasy X, Atom, etc.
Is that what Jello Biafra sang in that one song about
swipe? Molly?
About swiping, swabbing the cop's door handles with it.
MDMA?
Yeah, I think it was.
Maybe. I don't know.
And so that they would start maybe
I just wondered
euphoric.
Why they've stopped calling it ecstasy and started calling it Molly. Apparently, Molly is short for molecule. It's a slang term that comes.
Ooh.
It's not just ecstasy. It's pure MDMA crystals.
Huh.
You can snort it or smoke it.
Wow. What again? Can you do both?
You could probably do both. You probably stick it up your butt, like Stanley. And then you stick it up your butt.
Speaking of which, strain of the cast today is...
What?
Bubblicious.
Oh, we got a strain every day?
Yeah, I'm going to break one out every day. Bubblicious.
I thought it was strain of the month.
Is a mix of bubblegum and lavender.
Yummy.
That's where the origins of that coming in. The flowering is 56 to 63 days. The harvest in October and up to 300 to 400 grams per square meter.
53 to 60 how many days?
56 to 63.
63, 7 times 9, that's a 9-week. There's some 7-week plants that are pretty good. But the 9-week, if you're growing them outdoors, is going to be great because they got a longer flowering period and they're just going to get huge. So hopefully you guys all got out there and voted on and measure 80, maybe it passed. I doubt it. In a world like today, how could we expect something that to pass? You know, like, did they used to have any kind of a dress code at your school? Like, or anything that wasn't allowed?
You couldn't wear... They outlawed gang affiliated stuff.
Oh, okay. I was pre-gang school.
Yeah, this was my senior year, I think, when they finally got around to that. That's why we started the non-affiliated white t-shirt gang. We weren't affiliated with anyone.
Wow.
We wore white t-shirts on Fridays.
So, wow. Have you ever heard of schools that say that you can't have long hair? Even it's not a Catholic school. This is a regular school.
No.
Your hair cannot touch your collar. So there was this
collars.
There was this school in Ohio, and a guy was trying to grow his hair out for locks of love.
Oh, yeah?
And they were going to suspend him because his hair just needed to be a half an inch longer before it could be donated to locks of love.
How long does it have to be? Do you know?
I don't know. It has to be 1 inch past your collar, I guess. Cause he,
oh, okay.
He just said it needed to grow one more inch, and the administrators told him about 3 weeks into the school year that the length of his hair violated their dress code. He even went as far as attending a board meeting for the Canton local schools, and he said they decided to uphold their dress code and told him that he would have to cut his hair.
Even though he's doing it for charity.
Or face disciplinary action. Yeah.
I'd take the disciplinary action.
Yeah, and the student's mother said that she's standing behind her son, mm-hmm. and he has a 3.5 grade average, and she said it does hurt because he believes in this, and he's not hurting anybody else, and he's just trying to help somebody. So the school officials...
You know what I would do to get around that rule, though?
No.
I'd wear tube tops.
Or wear or a wife beater with really deep... One that's really too big for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the school did not respond to requests for comment.
Mm.
Because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Can't believe that they wouldn't let the kid... I mean, it's not like he's a heavy metal guy that wants to worship the devil. Like me. That's all I wanted to do was worship Satan.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me.
I got a movie idea.
Let's put it to work.
All right. Schindler's Fish.
Wow.
That is the story of Schindler's Fish.
Is he Jewish?
He's just a fish.
Or is he a Nazi?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he was.
Or is he an anti-Semitic fish?
Well, I mean, he was sympathetic to Schindler when he needed a fish to cry on.
How do you cry on a fish? You know, if they were out of water, it would probably help them because it would be like the tears of a clown.
You bring them out with the net and you cry on them, that little fish net.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cry on them and then you let them suck your tears.
I like fish nets.
I have a poll going on somewhere, and 7 out of 14 people like fish sticks in their mouth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are they girls?
I do not know.
Are they gay fish? I didn't know you had so many gay fish on your friends list. Oh, God. Speaking of fish.
All right.
And PETA, those idiots.
They care about fish now?
PETA is asking a California city to put up a sign acknowledging the suffering of fish that died in a traffic accident.
In a traffic accident?
Yeah. Now, why are people in Irvine, California letting fish drive anyway? No, seriously, folks.
So how are they? What?
That's what I'm saying. So it's PETA, of course, mm-hmm. and...
how did the accident happen?
They're asking for a sign to be placed at the site of an October crash to recognize the suffering of hundreds of saltwater bass that died when a truck carrying the fish collided with two other vehicles on the 11th of October. The fish weren't driving. They were passengers. But,
they were backseat driving, apparently.
Yeah, they're like... Blah, 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 blah.
So,
and he's like, left, right... Blah, 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 blah.
This is...
So the fish spilled out everywhere, and cars are running over them left and right. And they're like, look, these fish are normally crushed mm-hmm. and impaired and cut
so
open.
So what do they want to put up?
A sign.
Just a sign?
I think it's a blank sign. No, it's just a... It doesn't
with
say...
With all the names of the fish carved in it?
Yeah. Nemo. What are some other fish names?
Do they know exactly how many?
Thousands.
Hmm. You know what? I would not support the sign.
Oh, wait. Hundreds. Sorry. Hundreds.
I would not support the sign.
Why?
This is why. I don't think it's big enough. Because I think if you put a sign there, it's going to like cause traffic accidents, right?
Maybe because they're trying to read the sign?
Yeah, because it's a hindrance. So what you need to do is you need to make a whole, like, a viewpoint, right?
Right.
To where you can pull over, you can park, you can observe. They have the big old placard. Maybe they do like carve out 1,000 names or 100 names. And, you know, you can get your picture taken there, but it's not like a distraction as you go and that's going to cause wrecks. You know, do it. If you're going to do it big.
Yeah, I understand that.
An observatory. Put a fish tank there.
But this is ridiculous that these guys, listen to some of the stuff that these guys say. It's like, even though fish are routinely crushed, impaired, and impaled, cut open, and gutted just to be eaten, it's just like the people from PETA are like, oh, where did I, a fish, research tells us that fish use tools, they tell time, they sing, and they have impressive long-term memories and complex social structures. And they use cell phones.
Yeah, dolphins and whales and shit.
They use tools like hammers, cell phones,
hooks,
lines
and sinkers.
So that they say that the sign is just going to remind truck drivers of their responsibility to the animals who are hauled off to their deaths every day anyway.
So I think you do a big. I think you put a fish tank there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
With as many fish that were crash.
It depends upon the area, but you could make a reservoir there.
Yeah.
Like a little...
Reservoir.
Yeah, reservoir. Like a bass pond, because you don't need much for a bass pond, you know?
And that reminds me of another story, and it seems to me like any time I tell you about a sign on the side of the road, you're like, that sign's bullshit. It's going to make people crash.
Said that before?
Yeah. Now, check this out. I think the people that put up this sign actually must have heard that episode because they've changed the signs. Now, you remember back. Now, try to think back. I told you I was driving on the freeway, and I saw a sign that said, please stop.
Yep, yeah. That's the one I'm talking about.
Electing politicians.
All right.
I've already slammed on my brakes. I don't know what you're going to say next.
Yep.
The new signs now say, please quit. Electing politicians. Something blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's good. That's
so, you know, if you see please quit, you're not going to slam on your brakes.
But you might quit smoking or something.
Like you're smoking a cigarette or you're using your cell phone. Please quit. What am I doing?
Yeah.
And they're laxatives. They're actually printed up now. The others were like written on a piece of paper or a big cardboard sign. But they've changed it to please quit.
Please quit.
Electing politicians.
Yeah. All right, then. What if you're on the phone to work?
Please quit.
Yeah.
Your job. And see, that just goes to show that the TagCast podcast gets results. And we're changing America.
That's
by
right.
Saying you could crash if you stop in the middle of the freeway, even if you stop electing politicians and buying foreign oil. Do you want to pay more for gas?
No.
Well, DeFazio wants you to.
What?
That's what a sign said on the way here today. PETA DeFazio wants me to pay more for gas.
Man, I'm always against paying more for gas, though.
So he can stick it
up. Why would he say that he wants me to pay more for gas?
He didn't say that. That was paid for by the campaign to elect some other douchebag.
Oh, I see.
This message is not endorsed by PETA DeFazio. I want you to pay more for gas because that way you'll have less money. And that will severely damage our economy, and that way I can be an elected official for a shorter amount of time. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
Yeah, it does.
Remember Chris Hansen? Not from the band Hansen.
Yeah, but the...
from the MSNBC To Catch a Predator. Mm-hmm. He's got a new thing going on. Do you know what it is?
What's he catching now, fish?
He's catching people who sell prescription drugs over the internet.
Ooh.
So he'll go into a chat room and say, hey, can you hook me up with some Vicodin? Okay, cool, meet me.
Oh, and then he takes half of them and then he turns the people in.
Probably.
Yeah.
But they don't get arrested now, which is weird.
Because he's doing it.
They can just run off.
A show or whatever.
He has a show. My dad's been watching it. I don't know what it's on yet. I think it's on CNSNBC, HIJKLNP. But so he sets up a meeting and then he says, Chris Hansen. To catch a pill seller. And then he says, why are you doing this? And they're like, I'm just trying to make some... Where'd you get these pills? You shouldn't be selling these. It's like, I got them from my guy. My doctor prescribed them to me. And they're
my
like,
guy.
My guy? Is he just a guy? And then the lady's like, I'm out of here. And she runs off. And my dad's all, I'm just waiting for the cops to swarm on her and arrest her. But they don't. Mm-hmm. And then they just... It's to not catch a predator. It's just to bring you on a show and humiliate you, I guess.
That is crazy.
But yeah, I hadn't heard of what Chris Hansen was doing until he was having people show up with a six-pack of beer and some chocolate in his underwear.
In his underwear?
Yeah, what are you doing here? Oh, I just came to meet this girl. She said she was 7, 8. Yeah. She said she was 18. Well, here's the transcripts, and it says I'm 12.
Eat this, have some cookies.
I'm 12. Oh, I thought she said 18, because the 2 looks a lot like an 8.
Well,
watch out on the internet, kids. Don't sell drugs on the internet. Sell them at your market.
There was a guy that had some cancer.
Yeah.
He was given 6 months to live, and he moved back to his native island of Ikaria in Greece.
Uh-huh.
Where the cancer mysteriously disappeared.
Was he smoking weed?
No, it's become folklore, but a study has confirmed that they do live longer, and they manage to stay mentally sharp into old age.
Huh.
And their thing is, here's their diet is lots of beans, veggies, olive oil, and homegrown greens.
Huh.
Coffee, wine, not very much meat and dairy. And they drink a local mountain tea, which is like a mint tea. They a lot of dandelion tea.
These are the Grecian people that do this?
Yeah.
Huh.
Napping, sex, and walking, and lots of it says.
Lots of sex, napping, and walking?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And they don't use clocks or watches.
Hmm.
They just don't care about the clock there. They're never late, and they get together and sip tea and gossip a lot.
That's weird that they don't use clocks or watches, because we just found out even fish can tell time.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's why fish die of cancer.
Mm-hmm. They also don't have all the processed foods that we have.
Well, and the reason that I asked if they'd been smoking weed or anything is because that thing we talked about with Tommy Chong, who had recently been determined to be 99% cancer-free, and all he'd been doing was eating marijuana juice. Or whatever you call it.
Uh-huh. He was fasting?
No, he was eating food and stuff, but every day, the only medicine he was taking was 1 tablespoon of this weed oil.
Uh-huh.
Just oil with a lot of weed in it, and take it once in the morning and once at night.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor said that it might or might not be that's what caused it, but whatever it is, he's...
I'm going to decide right now.
But that must be what it was.
No, I'm going to decide with a roll of the dice. All right. Yes, that is what it was.
How can you tell from an 11?
Because anything above a 7 or above, it was yes.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Thank God for Tommy Chong.
I know.
And weed
congratulations,
oil.
Weed oil.
But he's got a 12-sided die in here. Did you used to play Dungeons & Dragons? You use a 20-sided die for that, don't you?
You use all sorts. You use a 12 and a 10 and a 6 and a 4. And then a 20.
You really do know about this game, don't you? Maybe we
there's
could...
even a 100-sided die. Do you believe that?
I believe it, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's almost like a marble.
Wow.
It takes forever to stop rolling.
I bet. It'd be like a golf ball, kind of.
I tried to dabble in role-playing, but...
I did a little bit.
I never, like... Forever, I never had anybody good that was running it. I felt that was, like, fair, you know?
Of a dungeon master.
I like making the characters. That's about all.
Maybe that's the only way we could actually get Will Woodruff to show up.
Wow, if we made some characters?
If we're going to have a Dungeons & Dragons game. Hmm. Or we could promise him a chess tournament.
Could we podcast a Dungeons & Dragons session?
I doubt if we get any downloads. Might get more than you'd know. Actually, yeah. I shouldn't speak so soon, but because maybe the nerds, you know, they're computer savvy and they'd be downloading the shit out of that shit.
I wonder if there's any public domain radio plays we could, like, do on a podcast.
What you talking about, Willis?
That's it. We could do Different Stroke episodes, audio only.
The one where, who was it talking about that they were on coke, or there was someone that brought cocaine to school or something?
Uh-huh.
Who?
Boner?
We've had so many guests on the show, I just can't even remember who said what. As a matter of fact, I think I tallied it up last time when we had Josh Finch on the show.
Uh-huh.
Carmichael McGee would have been number 15. We've had 15 guests. And
yeah.
That's not a lot, but...
That's a lot.
It's pretty good. And they're all kind of local celebrities of friends, but they're getting bigger. Just got confirmation that we will be having on Wednesday's show an interview with Metal Church's Ronnie Monroe. And
what?
Yeah, lead singer. They're going to be playing on a boat. On a boat.
On a boat, motherfucker.
70,000 tons of metal.
Wow.
Will be.
Is that how big the ship is, or how many bands are going to have?
It's 40 bands.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they weigh. I think the ship must weigh 70,000 pounds.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit.
But I think it happens once a year, and last year was a pretty. It was cool because there's like some 80s metal and some. Because Metal Church isn't really death metal, but there's some death metal bands as well. Immolation is on there. Like I said on another episode, Halloween will be playing there and a bunch of other bands. But so, yeah, and we're also in the works with getting a interview with Shane Embry from Napalm Death. That should be coming up soon, if not Wednesday, maybe Friday. Yeah, and we're going to go see those guys. Well, I am. I don't know if Dustin's going yet or not, but hopefully I'll talk him into it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. Pat Wambacher kind of backed out a little bit. He said he couldn't get the 12th off. But he might be able to go in late, and he really fucking wants to go. And sometimes,
well,
if you translate that to Pat Wambacher, sometimes that means, I really fucking want to go, parentheses, but I probably won't be able to, parentheses. But not always. Hey, sorry, Pat, if you're listening, but I know you're not, because you're a douche.
Do you ever send Pat an LOL?
No. That's where I started doing ha.
Yeah.
You notice how I say ha a lot, or ha-ha? Because I get tired of LOLing. Because
yep. Pat, you don't want to LOL, though. You got to ha-ha him.
Why? What happens if you LOL him?
He's just not an LOLer. Does he strike you as an LOLer?
He laughs out loud sometimes.
Yeah, but he's a ha-ha-er.
Ha!
Ha-ha.
I'd say ha. Just one ha is more effective, I think, than a ha!
You know, Disney bought Lucasfilms?
George Lucasfilms?
Lucasfilms, and they're planning in 2015, episode 7.
Give it a rest already.
Yep.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Hey, I just made that up. Star Wars. I'm so bored with it. It's Star Wars.
And then more will follow that on a regular schedule, so you know it's going to go beyond the 9.
Some of the nerds might be happy. Some of the Star Wars nerds have been waiting probably for episode 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, but will they settle when it becomes 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15?
Maybe. But is the original one Star Wars and Jedi and Empire?
That was 4, 5, 6.
That's what I thought. I was going to establish that.
And then
that,
they just did 1, 2, 3.
Right, which was
And then
the
7, 8, 9 was already written way back in the day.
Right. See, there's nerds like Jared Johnson. Who likes those, he likes Star Wars.
I'm not that huge on them, but I mean, I don't know.
I'm not either.
The first three really turned me off that it just all turned into marketing for KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut. You know, I didn't need to see Yoda fighting the Chihuahua dog with the lightsaber.
Did you need to see, Darth Vader as a child? Anakin Skywalker.
I watched the first one.
I just don't think he should be portrayed as some nice little kid who's sad because his dad died. He should be a big black.
He should be.
It's funny that Darth Vader was big and black, and the person who voiced him was also big and black.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever heard anyone say that before? Copyright, trademark, don't steal my jokes, motherfuckers. It's odd.
Have you ever taken Xanax?
Oddly enough, no.
Hmm.
I've huffed the fuck out of a bread sack full of Tester's model glue, but I have never taken Xanax because I was always too afraid it was going to kill me.
Yeah.
No, I've heard it's pretty good shit,
well,
though.
Yeah, Octomom.
On Xanax?
She's going into rehab, so she's got to get child care for her 14 kids while she goes away for 30 days.
She's hooked on the Z.
Yeah.
Wait, is it the
X? She finds
X?
Balancing life as a single mom with a thriving porn career a bit stressful.
Well.
Apparently.
Any mother of 14 with a porn career should be stressed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see that Octomom pussy. I wonder if she could get some Octo-P. Octo, like, DP?
Yeah.
OP.
What's 14 kids, man, as a single mom? Could you imagine?
Yeah. When did she... Yeah. I couldn't. No.
Apparently, she left the kids with 3 nannies, 2 friends, and a driver. It sounds like she just, like, left them on the street corner with them.
Yeah, you can't get a... Just... I've got to get a babysitter for tonight.
14 kids.
You got 14 kids. You got to get 3 babysitters, a driver, and a nanny. Mm-hmm. And 2 more...
friends.
Child beaters to keep them in line. We call them disciplinarians in the Octomom house.
Well, only 8 of them are the same age. Did she have the ones before or after?
The 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of them was twins and then some other, I don't know. I don't even pay attention to her except I still have been looking for a picture of her octo vagina.
Oh, really?
I haven't found one. I heard it's octagon shaped.
Yeah, I don't think it probably looks that good.
Probably looks like a torn up piece of jerky with a with a piece of blue waffle laying right on top.
Oh, it looks like jerky stuff.
Twat waffle. And do you think? And I know that you know, not all cops. We've talked about it before. Some cops are dicks. Some cops are cool. Some cops are ready to hurt people just because they have a badge. This naked woman. There's a crazy Floridian story.
Uh-huh.
Spring Hill, Florida. A naked woman was killed by 2 off-duty law enforcement officers at a party. And she was seen carrying a metal cross before she was shot. And they were apparently saying that they thought it was a gun. Yeah. Inga Swanson, 42, was fatally shot Saturday after she approached Hernando County Sheriff's Deputy Rocky Howard and a Tampa police officer at a party at a house in Spring Hill. She was not invited to the party. She was described by authorities as armed, naked, and irrational. But yeah. She was only armed with a cross. Now, from a distance, you're pretty safe. Unless she's a fucking Christian ninja that's going to throw this cross at you like a throwing star. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that the cops probably should have shot her. I mean, maybe she should have. Before the party, they said she was walking on a dirt road. They saw her, and then they saw her again when they were in their mobile home, and she entered the home waving a large cross. She was yelling, "Antichrist! Antichrist! Antichrist! Uh-huh. This meeting is over." And then she took off.
So she was adjourning court?
I guess. Court? Let's wrap it up. And then it wasn't clear whether one or both officers fired at her.
Uh-huh.
But it was clear that she was killed. But I don't know if they killed her because she was an antichrist or if she had the cross, but...
She was possessed to death. Did people get possessed to death?
On The Exorcist. No, she lived. That's right. Other people die because of possession. So you get possessed to death if you yell Antichrist and wave a cross around in Spring Hill, Florida, because the cops will shoot you. They're off duty, though. That's kind of weird. Let's wrap it up, she said. This meeting is over.
Did you know in Florida it is illegal for a doctor to own a patient, ask a patient if he owns a gun?
Wow. Is it illegal for them to ask them if they have one with them at the time?
Yes. It is also illegal to sell your children in Florida.
Well, shit, I'm not moving there when I retire. Because I was going to take my grown kids and sell them. Because they were, even though they're adults, they're still kids.
Yeah. Both the customer and the store owner can be fined for someone falling asleep under a hairdryer.
At a beauty shop?
Yeah.
How much can they be fined?
I'm not sure. Well, I know it is illegal to sing in a public place while wearing a swimsuit.
I wonder if they just have girls that are like really bad singers.
It's also illegal to have sex with a porcupine in Florida.
I'm kind of glad about that. Because what if you were there and someone was like, the only way you can get out of this predicament is by having sex with this porcupine. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I don't want you to cut my wife's finger off. okay, I'm going to fuck a porcupine. And then the cops bust in and they're like, hey, that's against the law. No fucking porcupines around here. And then you're just like saved by the bell.
Here's one that might come into play for you sometimes.
What?
You are not allowed to break more than 3 dishes per day or chip the edges of more than 4 cups and or saucers.
Where? What are you talking about?
It is illegal.
Oh, you can't do that in Florida?
Yeah, you can't break more than 3 dishes a day.
Wow, if you're like a dishwasher for a big restaurant, that could maybe... So you get arrested or...
Yeah, you could be.
Wow.
It is also... You may not kiss your wife's breast in Florida.
Even in the privacy of your own home?
That's on the books.
Can you lick it?
You may not kiss your wife's breasts. Oral sex is illegal.
Oral sex is illegal?
And it is considered an offense to shower naked.
Dude, are these current?
I think so.
Dude, are you sure?
I'm hoping so.
Moping?
Yeah.
I'm hoping so.
It is, I'm pretty sure they are.
Well, that's it, man. I'm not going to Florida because...
And they have big bugs, I hear. And crocodiles.
Alligators, too, yeah.
And did you know the highest point of Florida is only like 250 feet above sea level?
Well, that's about the same, a little bit less than Brownsville, but that's pretty low.
Yeah, across the whole state.
Wow.
That's the highest point.
Wow. So some of it's probably below sea level.
It could be. It's all marsh and swampland, I think.
Fucking marsh. No marshing.
Marsh and Martian swampland. It's all Martians.
I heard that there's a lot of aliens there and Martians in Florida. That's why they
probably
don't.
Is.
That's why they don't allow oral sex. Because you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, but probes aren't outlawed.
No.
Mm-mm.
You can be probed by an alien.
Yeah.
You ever see a coyote around here?
Probed by an alien. Is that an Anthrax song?
Yeah. I think it's Weird Al Anthraxovic. Weird Al Yankovic does whatever you said. I can't remember right now.
Probed by an
probed
alien.
Probed by the aliens. Probed! Probed! Probed by the aliens! That kind of sounds like a alien-ish kind of song. They've been having problems out in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
With coyotes. So they've hired a coyote hazing team. I think it is a frat. Frat house.
They give them swirlies.
Yeah, they just get them super drunk and they pull their. They give them a wedgie. They pull their under, and then they make them, like, push a penny down the hall.
Paint their nails.
Yeah. You have to have sex with this fat girl. That's what hazing was in my school. Oh, you're a freshman now, huh? You got to fuck the fattest girl in the room. But I've never heard of
the
people.
The fattest girl in the room was probably pretty popular if all the freshmen had to go.
Oh, man. She was... Well, it was only the freshmen that were popular enough to attract the attention of the seniors who wanted to haze the freshmen.
Oh.
Sometimes if you were nerdy and not cool enough, they didn't even pay enough attention to you.
You're
like, oh, I didn't get hazed.
You should at least hook them up with like the nerdy girl.
They didn't call it hazing back then. They called it initiation.
Yeah.
Which I guess, same shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that?
They were just getting you laid though, right?
Yeah. That homeless guy who finally turned himself in had been scamming people's credit cards for 30 years.
Uh-uh. I want to do that.
He's been homeless and living just on the road and just stealing different credit cards. But he had these ones that he used over and over again. And he finally admitted that he scammed Disney World 26 times. Bilking the company out of more than $18,000 worth of goods and services. He was in possession of more than 100 stolen credit card numbers.
Wow.
And he turned himself in because, you know, after 30 years of living on the road and just stealing people's credit cards and using them and probably got tired of that living.
Why didn't he just do the big one?
What's the big one? The Big Dirty?
Yeah, the Big Dirty.
What, steal a ball full of change from the mall?
I'm talking about just cashing in those credit cards for a bunch of money that'll live out to this days and then throw the cards away.
I don't know.
Pull the Big Dirty and never have to do another.
I think he just did a little dirty for like 30 years and then like decided, I'm just going to go for three hots and a cot and a little poking on the side. I'm going to prison.
Is that a worthy sacrifice, though? Like, say you're 20 and then you go tell, how old is he?
I think he was like 49.
All right, so from 19 to 49, you're just living on the run, living it up on other people's credit cards.
And he wasn't really on the run from the cops because they didn't have, he was so much of a, whatever you call it, moving all around all the time that they didn't really ever
have.
He
had
have
guys any, going on.
Yeah, they didn't really ever have any chance to say, well, it could be this guy because, well, no, he's gone. Then he comes back. But apparently he used the same credit cards for a long period of time, and I don't see how he kept getting away with it. But.
Yeah. Do you think that's worth it, though? So you go from like 19 to 49, you're living the high life on other people's credit cards. And then you spend the rest of your life in prison.
Yeah, which is the better half of your life.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, is that worth the... If he had planned it that way and go, I'm going to live for 30 years high on the hog on everybody else's dime. And then
if I can make it that far, then I will.
Then I'll spend the rest of my days in prison.
I don't know what his thought process was, but...
Because you can always get a job there, right?
At the prison?
Yeah.
Yeah. He could be a guard, and after they let him out, you're all fixed up now, buddy. You can go. And he's like, well, I don't want to go because then I'll just have to steal more credit cards.
Yeah.
Can't I just stay here and work on the coyote hazing team? Some dude got the Romney logo tattooed on his face for $15,000. He sold... on eBay. Space on his face.
But who bought it? Romney did?
Let me see if I can find that information.
Because if Romney bought that, that's kind of weird. You know, I could see if someone else paid it to put Romney on there. But if that's part of his campaign, that's kind of screwy.
That was just a Republican eBay user.
Oh.
That preferred to remain anonymous.
Yeah, I could see that.
So he posted it on eBay listing in August, offering the site of his head as a permanent ad space for whatever the winning bidder chose.
Ooh,
so he didn't say Romney.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so he got the little red and blue streak that doesn't say Romney.
Yeah, he just got the R thing or whatever.
Oh, it is an R. Yeah, you're right. It's an R. And it's like right where Mike Tyson's tattoo is. It's if he let his hair grow... Well, I guess you could still see it, but $15,000 to put the R on his face, and he got the tattoo the next day.
Huh.
The eBay listing started as a joke. In the beginning, it was done for gags and publicity, but now I see it as a way to encourage young people to vote.
So, well, he'd have to, right? It's a permanent tattoo?
Yes, and next he is auctioning off his forehead space with a minimum bid of $5,000.
It's not much.
His only requirement is that the ads not be racist or otherwise offensive.
What if somebody paid him $5,000 now to put Obama?
Well, he's a proud Republican, so I doubt if he'd do it.
So what was the winning bid on the Romnification?
$15,000 for Romnification of your side of your face.
Dude, I wish we had the budget, because that would have been some good publication. That would have been a good bargain for us.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think that we could find anyone around here that would do it.
$5,000, I would do the forehead.
You would do your forehead for $5,000?
No, I'm saying I would pay him $5,000 to put the TagCastPodcast.com on his forehead.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
If I had the $5,000 budget, I mean, why not?
Wow. Well, I guess.
I don't know. You think people would ask about it then, right?
Yeah. You'd think. What's that on your forehead? Some fucking idiots paid me $5,000 to put this on my head. Maybe you should go listen to him.
Maybe just put a QR code onto his head.
Yeah, so they could scan it with their phone. That'd be funny. But then by that time, maybe the way of the phone scanners might. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah,
things
then
might
it'd be
change.
Like the microfiche machine.
It's like, what is that on your head? It's like having a UPC code on your head. It's useless.
No. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What if he had? What if he? I wonder if he would be up for implanting a chip in his head that always played music.
Ah, man. It'd have to be music that he liked because he'd always be the one that always heard it.
It'd be like that Family Guy episode where it was he had his own theme song.
Did he have it in his head? I don't watch enough Family Guy.
No, he had three wishes, and that was one of his wishes from a genie was he wished he'd have his own theme music wherever he went. And so whenever he walked, he'd have his own theme music. And then he'd get all,
cool.
He'd watch a sad movie, and he'd go...
Yeah, that'd be pretty technologically advanced to know like what the situation was to play the right.
What was a genie wish, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll work. What'd you drop? I think it rolled over here, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, I see it. It's dice.
Rolled the dice onto the floor. Yeah. Hey, you've heard of a Gila monster?
It landed on 4, I think.
Gila. It's spelled with a G. Those little lizards, they're big, though.
Yeah.
They're like...
Yeah.
Venom, or their saliva is what's so poisonous. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll bite you because they're hungry, and venom doesn't come out of their teeth, but once they break your skin and the venom goes in, it will kill you.
Yeah.
Some dude in Colorado stole a $1,200 Gila monster by hiding it under a shirt and walking out with it.
Wow.
Now, I don't understand how they know if the guy got away. Oh, they saw him on video.
Oh, after the fact.
Yeah. And so
he's gotten away so far, right?
Yeah. And they were just putting in the news and saying that he probably didn't know that the animal was so deadly poisonous. They recorded him entering the store on Friday, taking Grumpy, the Gila monster, hiding him under his shirt and walking out.
So is there a possibility he killed him and then just walked off into the woods?
Anything's possible in this day and age. Why would he do that?
No, but I mean, you're saying it's poisonous, though, right?
Yeah.
So it could kill the guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then walk off, just wander off.
If it killed him and got away, yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, if he didn't know what it was, you know, and didn't know it was, like, poisonous or whatever. I'm betting his crack dealer said, "Give me a Gila monster, I'll give you an ounce of crack."
Now, here's something, for some eccentric guy. Now, here's something the guy probably didn't know, that Grumpy, the Gila monster, is sick right now, and he's being treated for a rare disease that prevents him from eating on his own. So they're hoping that the thief will realize this and return him. Mm. Otherwise, he will probably die.
You know what it is? He's got a goddamn ulcer because they call him goddamn Grumpy.
Yeah, why are you always grumpy? Because you guys call me grumpy all the time. Like,
I know.
I think I'm in a good mood, and then all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh.
What you talk about, you bring about.
Hi, Grumpy. How are you doing today? I'm fucking grumpy, because that's what you call me every goddamn day.
I know. Now I got an ulcer. And
I can't even eat.
A special diet.
Could you please send me to a fucking Gila doctor?
I know.
To Gila me?
I had to call my own Gila doctor to come and kidnap me.
I'm a Gila healer. I heal Gila monsters with my healing power. Hey, before I forget, that's how I always start this.
You think fish use cell phones?
I don't know. They don't have any feelings. I do. I said that. They can count. They can tell time. They sing. And they use cell phones.
You know what's tricky, though?
What?
They can count. And they... You know what that's from? They can count and they can tell time. They got calculator watches.
No, you know why they know all that stuff? Because they live in schools. Maybe those guys are just making a joke.
Oh, man.
The fish are so smart. They socially interact with each other. That's one thing it said. They have cell phones. They sing. Mm-hmm. They know how to count, and they can tell time. And then it's all learned in schools of fish. What'd you learn in school today there, fishy? Flounder, whatever your name is. So no celebrity birthdays again today that are worth mentioning. And, you know, if you're listening to the Tagcast podcast and you're like, oh, my favorite singer, Leona Helmsley. And she's not even a singer. It's her birthday today and you guys failed to mention it. That just means that we don't give a fuck about her and that we just mention people that we enjoy.
Yeah.
And that we like. And if
sometimes I don't even look.
And sometimes I look and I see, oh, it's his birthday. Dan Rather, fuck him. I'd rather be talking about someone else.
Dan Rather.
Like my friends.
I got, he'd slather.
I got two friends, and they're actually, one of them's a good friend that I've known since about fifth grade. He stopped by the other night to see if I had a cord for his DirecTV receiver.
Did you?
I did not. It's a weird little, like, it looks like a flower, like a three-petaled flower. It's, like, different than the three-prong plugs. Anyway, happy birthday going out to my longtime friend, Rod Rockadero. I just like saying his last name because it's Rockadero.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil Merwin, singer and guitarist from Dirt Clawed Fight. It's his birthday today. They had a show. He had a show with Mike Scheidt from Yob on last Saturday. And hopefully that was a good show. Actually, it wasn't it was two Saturdays ago, so... Keep my story straight. Happy birthday to Phil and Rod. Happy birthday, fuckers.
Yeah, what's today?
It's November 5th.
Oh, I might have some birthdays.
Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you guys are making it through.
Yeah, happy birthday to...
See, I told you I don't care about those fucking people.
Simpon Darius.
Who the fuck's that?
20 years old.
Simpon?
And, Bjorn Per Anders Johnson.
Are these supposed to be famous people?
33 years old. No, those are people on my friends list.
Oh, your Facebook friends?
Yeah.
Dude, you know some weird people. They're very close and dear to my heart.
While I was looking those guys up, though, I didn't know if you mentioned Corey Fry yesterday.
Sunday was his birthday?
Yeah.
The 4th of November. No.
Big 4-0.
What I do. And
oh, you only go on.
Yeah, but because it's his 40th.
We'll mention it next year then.
No, because of his 40th birthday, we'll mention it. And right. I don't even know if he listens to us. But hey, Corey, you're 40. And like we told Verla last week, 40's the new 25.
It is.
And that only works if you talk in a strange accent that you can't differentiate to whether he's Boston or from New York. Mm-hmm. Or maybe is he from Minnesota? I don't know. Maybe he's from Canada. Maybe he can't. Maybe his accent changes with each word that he says. I don't know. Well, at least Hans got back on track today after the weekend of listening to Air Supply for 4 days. He's finally came back to his senses. I think he took a tip from me, and he's listening to Yob, The Great Cessation, which is a great CD-tion. I like listening to that album on vinyl because it has two bonus songs that Hans doesn't get to listen to. Yeah, but he doesn't. He claims to not really like one of them very well, which is Blessed by Nothing. But Pain Like Sugar, great song. And then I'm kind of going the opposite way. I didn't know Hans was going to jump on the Yob wagon. And I was listening to The Cars, Panorama, which was the last album that I enjoyed from them before Shake It Up, which I didn't really like. And then Who's Gonna Drive You Home and all that crap.
Who's Gonna Drive You Home?
Don't like it. But Panorama.
You don't like that song?
No. Tonight.
Dude, he's got that voice. That is.
And the one with the fly in the video is like.
What about?
You might think I'm crazy hanging around with you.
Is that the one with Magic 2?
Uh-oh, it's my dick inside of you. That was my Weird Al from back in the day. That song is called My Dick. Uh-oh, it's my dick. You know it's true. But no, that album had like Touch and Go was the almost hit. I don't think they really had a hit. That's when they were kind of waning.
Yeah, I like that new album that they had that they came out with. What's it been, about like a year and a half?
Maybe 2 years, yeah. It's called Something Blue or Just Blue or Blue Something.
I really like that album.
I did too. I'll have to give that a spin sometime soon because I had kind of forgotten about it. But yeah, it was a little bit like, oh, every song kind of was the same. And some of the songs sounded kind of like familiar, like their old stuff, which is awesome when a band hasn't put out a record for 20 years. You go,
still very
kind of retro-y.
Person,
yeah, and they hadn't like turned into whatever bands turn into, like the Rolling Stones. Ooh, sorry.
I want to give a shout out to Brandon Vaughn, who says...
I forgot who that is.
Who says Halloween... he was going to punch the first clown he saw.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a local, he's a writer.
Brandon Vaughn?
Mm-hmm.
What does he
write?
I
worked with him for a while. He was there Saturday night at the Dixie.
Huh.
Josh is, he's hanging around with Josh.
Oh, okay. I saw that guy, and I saw pictures of him, too, online after talking to him a few times, but I didn't know that that was his name or who he was.
Yeah, he was a friend of Josh's, and then he came out and worked with us for a while.
What does he write? Books?
He writes dark stories. I can't remember.
So are they shorter?
Exact,
are they novel type?
Dark
comedy or dark?
That's part of the name of the thing.
Like
it's,
maybe.
He's a crime fiction horror poetry at Arth Author.
Well, cool. Shout out to Brandon. Hey, thanks for coming out
to
the show.
Clowns.
Some people just really don't like clowns.
Yeah. And then
some people don't like clowning around.
Don't be clowning around. And the other day he said the mall is filled with tweaked and bitter elderly people.
That's true. They're tweaked.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bitter.
Yep.
And they're elderly. Hey, speaking of the Dixie, I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty stoked for that comedy showcase number 4 coming up with Andy Andrist.
That's right.
That's going to be a good show. I've been listening to more and more of his stuff. And boy, I'm kind of jumping more on your side now of how's the Dixie going to take Andrist?
Yeah. There's 9 people committed to going.
God, why isn't
Facebook
there more?
9.
I don't want to pay attention to that, but I guess we got to get those flyers up. We got a couple weeks left. I need to get some flyers printed up and get them up and out there. And, hey, anybody that's listening, tell your friends, man. This guy, he's a real deal. He's a nationally touring comic. He's legitimate stints on real TV shows that have, Comedy Central, Man Show. He's got
all you need to do is take some flyers down to the liquor store is all you really need to do.
Yeah.
Liquor store over there by Dairy Queen.
Drunk people love.
Well, I mean,
they'll hang up anything.
Dixie buys.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
but I'd like to get a list of places, maybe from someone, maybe you, or where the best places to hang up flyers for stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
It's tough because a lot of places, you know, they probably throw them away.
Yeah,
but you can go and make the rounds and drop off some until they bother them away. You know.
Yeah.
It's still worth doing.
Right on. Well, shit, I think that about takes us to an hour, close enough for rock and roll. Let's see, Wednesday coming up, we got another show.
Yeah, we
the
do.
The podcast, and then do we have a guest on Friday?
Yeah, it's a
or
surprise
maybe Monday.
Guest.
All right, surprise guest on Friday possibly and Monday or maybe Monday if not Friday, depending on when he can get over here. So tune in for that. We hope you guys had a good weekend and hope your Monday is getting off to a good start.
It is.
We're going to get some humping done on Wednesday. And I keep forgetting to plug my thing in, so you can just dub that in later.
That's fine.
I can hear it. It sounds so lovely.
Mm-hmm. I can hear it, too.
To rise up like a corn dog in the night.
That's right.
Hey, hope you're listening too, Floyd. Don't know if you always do, but I'd like you to listen. And
it's probably really hard to keep up with 3 episodes a week.
Yeah, fuck them, they ought to. I mentioned a thing about.
I keep up.
Don't discourage from listening. I'm trying to keep caught up myself. So yeah, thanks for listening. Those of you do, and those of you that don't. Screw you, and those of you that do, tell your friends to do it, because it's kind of funny. I think we're funny.
Yeah.
Rock Out Radio said we're freaking hilarious.
Oh, man, we love those guys. And
Lady Spitfire.
I know, awesome.
And thanks, Chris Chassie, for hooking us up with the Ronnie Monroe and all that. You guys have a wonderful Monday. We'll see you Wednesday.
Rock on.
And metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings.
And CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.